Welcome to this week's episode, guys. This time, Zoe is turning 6 months. That's right, her half birthday. Very exciting. We're also going to be covering feeding challenges, adjusting to that work-home routines, the physical and emotional strains that just life parents, I suppose. Please stay tuned.
Welcome to Blabbering, a week-by-week glimpse into a couple stumbling through life with a newborn.
I'm Tilly.
And I'm Dan.
Each week over dinner,
you'll learn Tilly is quite the feeder.
We'll discuss the realities of raising our baby, talking through the highs, lows, and honest confessions of this thing called parenting.
Parenting won't be easy, but let's at least laugh about it.
This is Blabbering.
Okay, episode 25.
Oh, baby is officially 6 months.
Yes, as of
yesterday.
2 days ago.
Yesterday. 11 minutes past 2 in the morning.
She's currently feeding. She's a bit hyper. We keep trying to tire her out, but she's not having it. She's decided.
She slept quite well today. She had a sleep when you were having Lion today. And then she slept for an hour on the way to the National Trust and on the way back. Oh, she keeps tugging on my nipple today. Like, she's always done a bit of tugging, but she's now really like, she proper clamps down like,
and clamp like, and roll.
And sort of and it stretches it. And it's just like, oh, pretty sharp pain. Right, can we just, let's get you, come on, sleepy, sleepy time. I'll do some rocking like a crazy person in there.
All right, so.
Might be a little bit patchy.
Yeah, very patchy episode, but yeah, we're trying to do it quite quickly. Why are we trying to do it quickly?
Because it's late and we've got a macaroni and cheese in the oven.
More just meant to talk about the food, but yeah, let's talk about, we can talk about the fact that it's late.
Well, yeah, we don't, it's already 6:30. It's late for us.
Yeah.
And we've got haggis mac and cheese, which is what your crest was for Sunday lunch this weekend.
Yeah.
Your face.
Yeah.
And then you've got a caramel peanut pudding.
Mm-mm-mm.
Which is definitely more yours than mine, I think. It's very sweet.
So talk to me about the mac and cheese.
So creamy macaroni and cheese, classic, you know. But I went for a rogue ingredient and put some processed cheese in this time. But see, I'm doing it in American. It's meant to improve the texture because it never really gets hard like a regular cheese would when it sets up, so it should stay like creamier texture.
Okay,
because of the good processed nature of this. So we'll see. And then on top, delicious haggis, which goes really nice and crispy in the oven, doesn't it? It's really nice.
Yeah.
And a little crumble of, because we had them left over, some parmesan and truffle crisp.
They're pretty bougie crisps.
They're very nice though, because normally I don't like flavored crisps. I'm quite boring. I like really salted.
Yeah.
Because I don't like it when there's any sort of sweetness in them, but those are completely savoury, which is why I quite like them.
As Gibber said about his partner, the most white girl thing, she doesn't like flavoured crisps. But it's been a glass white thing. But doesn't like flavoured crisps. Because I went round to his, and he had those, you know, those Doritos lightly salted.
Oh, yeah.
And I almost thought, what the fuck is the point of that?
But actual Doritos?
Yeah.
Just buy basic tortilla chips.
I get that. But anyway, what's the point of them? Doesn't they are so lightly salted? It's like,
yeah, I like a heavily salted. That's so, what I want. I want a point? Heavily salted tortilla chips. What I want, because that's for dipping. I do like a plain crisp or a chip from if we have an American audience. Let me have that for an audience. Yeah, but anyway, you think I'm weird for liking really salted crisps and roast? But there we go.
I think it's weird that that's your main flavor. I feel like I don't, it's really, like vanilla
not,
with ice cream.
I'm just not a crisp like, person, boring. Darling. I'm not really a crispy person, but I love salt. So if I'm going to have them all, I'm salty. So I don't mind other flavours. Just so often they put sugar in them. Like they're a little bit sweet. There's a little sweet edge to them. I'm like, I've got no time for that. If it's completely savoury, I'm all up for it. It's like a cheese flavour. I quite like.
You don't like cheese and onion that much.
No, because they put sugar in it.
Sour cream and onion.
They put sugar in it. In theory, I like all these, but if they put sugar in them, I'm like, oh, I can taste it.
I'm just trying to bounce things straight off.
Yeah, can you grab it for me?
Yeah, look at your belt. Okay, so we're back on. We've moved the baby girl to one of those springy door things. I know you're not really meant to use them, but here we are. Here we are,
If she gets hip dysplasia, she'll just be like our dog.
Okay, so
she gets hydrotherapy.
Oh, we finished discussing the mac and cheese and the
I can talk you through the caramel pudding if you want.
Oh, yeah. Talk to them. The leaky tit on the
loose. Just a touch of dribble. That's fine. So you've got these little caramel peanut cookies, which are a bit kind of like a Florentine. Yeah, so they're like a crunchy caramelly peanut cookie. And then I made it like a sort of mousse with peanut butter, caramel, cream, and I just layered them up. And that's kind of a winner for you, really.
Yeah, I do love that.
So I think it's going to be a good one for you. So that's dessert. Very sweet. And then whatever you don't finish, I'll whack in the freezer.
Ooh, frozen dessert.
A moment so you don't eat it all.
Okay, so what's been happening this week then?
So this week has been your second week off.
Yeah, and your second week at
my
work.
My full week, I guess, first full week at work.
Yeah.
I think we're still getting into the rhythm.
Most definitely.
Maybe this week is the week where we find our rhythm. We can hope. I think I found it more of a struggle this week.
I definitely did, yeah.
Just feeling like we're trying to balance everything. Felt a lot harder this week, I think. I don't know, yeah. I think because my work's quite busy. Got a lot of projects sort of coming to an end and starting and stuff, so it's just quite a lot of work. And so I'm struggling to finish, like, on time.
Yeah.
Which then it bleeds into our evenings, which means then I've not been as much of a support to you as I want to be, or I've not been as good to do things like the gym that I want to do.
Yeah.
So therefore, like, yeah, my self-care and the care of my care of looking up to you. I'd like to have bad English. But you know what I mean?
Your couple care.
My couple care hasn't been good either, which I think hasn't added, which has added stuff to the fact that you have felt like it's been a massive change for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you've gone from someone who sort of does work, and then because the combination of me being off and also me breastfeeding, and I'm someone who normally does the housework and away and cooking.
Yeah.
Just suddenly. So actually, you weren't actually able to do much other than work. I'm not saying I'm not listening to you.
I'm not disagreeing. This conversation I had with Will yesterday.
Like, you've gone from being doing work and then very little housework, never having to cook, having to look after Bubs probably max an hour most days, maybe an hour and a half.
Yeah, weekends maybe slightly more.
Weekends, but, absolutely yeah. More, but on a weekday.
Yeah.
Then suddenly you're having to look after her, you know, for the majority of the time.
Yeah, the majority of the day, and I'm doing most of the sort of daily cleaning.
Yeah, you're doing dinner, which is very new for you.
Yeah. And that's where I really struggle in those evenings, whereby your work leads later.
Mm.
Because it's then like, well, when am I making dinner if you're still working?
Yeah. So this week I'm going to try and be much firmer with this. I might start setting myself an alarm half an hour before I want to finish, so I can start curtailing my day. So I think if I suddenly realise, oh shit, it's 5 to 4. I want to try and finish by 4.
Yeah.
But I'm still like in a part of the project where I can't really just stop right now. Then I go, okay, well now I am like bleeding, like sort of winding down. But by the time I finish, it's 4:30.
Yeah. What's up, baby?
And then we're getting into sort of dinner time. And she gets tetchy that time of day. So that's when she
as is the case now.
as is right now. So she tends to want me because she wants a few feeds and then for us asleep. Is this going to work? It's sort of really just stuff.
Wrap her on the boob one more time.
Yeah,
if
sure.
You don't want to, we don't.
Let's try one more time, this one. For now, yeah.
Okay, let's see how long this lasts then. She yanks at your tits.
Yeah. But yeah, so this week I definitely want to be better at finishing on time, both so I can help out more, like help support you more in the evenings, because obviously that's when also you've had a full day, but it was at that point you're kind of like done.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely fair enough. She's tetchy. And obviously, like, I would like to... Maybe this isn't working. I would like to get my sort of workouts in as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's sort of what I'm going to really try and do this week.
I mean, that's going to be problematic anyway because of the way it's scheduled in terms of, like you say, I'm going to finish a full day of it and she's going to be in touch with it where she wants to breastfeed, but you're going to want to go to the gym. I mean, how's that going to work anyway?
I guess I'll just go to back to the gym in the mornings.
Or go to the gym once she's gone to bed.
I won't sleep, though. I'm not very good at
it. I thought you said you like going to the gym, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's what you said previously. You were like, oh, I quite like going at 8.
I do not want to have to be, like, sleeping in good time, which at the moment is important because our sleep's disrupted.
Okay.
If I wasn't going to bed till 10.
Yeah.
Maybe so. Oh! She's real tuggy. So yeah, I guess it's like, where people like, do I do it first thing in the morning or try and do it at the end of the day? Yes. Try to figure that out this week. And then you need to try and get your stuff in as well this week, don't you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to work out where I start talking about it. We can cut it off and then talk about my week and start again.
Yeah, I mean, she's not settling.
Okay. Part one. We are off ski. Take two. The following day.
Okay, so I talked about how my week went and how I want to make it better. Your turn.
Yeah. Well, I guess we were discussing kind of how our last week was actually quite hard. How it didn't kind of go as planned. I think, yeah, definitely far on struggle last week. Because I guess this is take two because we've had to do it the following day. So it's now Monday. So referring to it as last week. Because on the Sunday, I'd done loads and loads of DIY. Well, not loads of DIY, but it was gardening, cutting down trees and stuff. Sorry. Was it? Oh, well, either way. So I was pretty pooped physically, pretty knackered. And then she on Monday really kind of demanded quite a lot of attention. And so I was like, I'll walk her around loads, carry her about, and then really think about like the toll that would take on my already tired body.
Mm.
So kind of by Tuesday, I was really like pretty...
done already.
Pretty tired already on Tuesday. And then, yeah. Wednesday it was all right. Came back round on Wednesday.
Oh, we were in my office on Wednesday, weren't we?
Yeah, she was actually really well behaved in the office. We'll get to that in a bit. And then on Thursday, Young was round and she didn't really sleep very well. She was a bit. She didn't have her afternoon sleep.
No.
Story of the season, really. And yeah, the rest of the time it was all right. But it did just feel like quite a lot.
But it was a big step up.
Yeah, so, you know, like you say, I won't lie, I don't really do that much around it. I really sort of love doing the dishwasher and, well, I meant to do all the dishwashers and I do most of the dishwashers, but that's about it. Okay, fine. Equal dishwashers?
We'll see, yeah.
Okay, well, now, up until, I definitely have done most of them now.
Yeah.
And so it's quite an adjustment because it's kind of, like you say, I didn't really ever have that much time where I'd just look after it. It would only be on the odd occasion when you'd be going and doing something or whatever. But I'd have extended periods looking after her. And so I'm struggling with the fact that me and her haven't quite got into a routine and got to some sort of balance that we know. And so when my friend came around on the Saturday and was like, came around for French toast, I'm incredibly grateful that you did it and I really loved it. But if you could tell, I was really wanting to get the fuck out of the house. But this is by the end of, after we'd had it, because I was just like, I spent the whole fucking week here. I don't want to be here anymore. I just want to be out of the house doing something else. And so I was just pulling him out of the house. He was like, let me see about it. I was like, fuck, I don't care. And that far to go.
Yeah.
And I just got a bit stir crazy with it all. Because it is incredibly like isolating in terms of you just kind of wake up, pander to a baby all day.
Yeah.
Go to bed. And then kind of rinse and repeat. And the only person I see really is you. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
No.
But like when I'm working, I have interaction at least with other people other than you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it kind of just feels like I spend a lot of time just kind of having to be like, what's she need next? What's she need next? What's she need next? Which is quite exhausting. And doesn't really, not really, I don't know, stimulating or, I don't know, it doesn't really create any connection, as it were.
Mm,
you,
no.
You that sort of social element isn't ticked. That makes sense.
It does.
And, I'm not really sure. And blokes just don't get it at all. Like, he said, he went, oh, so, you know, what have you been doing with your time off? You've been hitting the gym, you've been, and I'm like, mate, you just don't understand. It's not time off. It's like from when you start work at like 7
mm-hmm.
till when you finish work, you just kind of end up being like, what should I do next? What do I do now? What do I do? And I know that you completely get it because you obviously did it, but it's just kind of people just always have it. And I think blokes more because women are a bit more clued up in general.
Also, not many men tend to do what you're doing. So actually most men will just be doing what you were doing previously, whereas actually, you know, you're actually like time there involved as like the sole person is very little, actually.
Yeah. And so, yeah, like people ask me kind of, what am I doing my time off? And I'm like, I don't get that much time where I can be like, this is what I'm gonna, I'm trying so hard to build in some sort of sleep routine so I can have pockets around the place to just do minimal things. But yeah, it's not. So there's always this kind of expectation of you just kind of got time off. And like, it's not really how it works. But yeah, Tilly's looking because we've got the baby on the monitor and she might be staring.
So it's pretty awake.
Just pause and return.
It's really grabbing the duvets thinking that mama's there. Just really thrashing. Hi, my lovelies. Thank you for listening. Can you please like, review, and subscribe to our podcast?
Yeah, so I guess to round up before we move on to the next bit is, I think the bit that I struggle a bit with, and I struggled with today as well, is that I kind of wake up in the middle of the morning and I gear myself up to the morning to kind of try and stimulate her in the morning,
mm-hmm.
come back of lunch, and then her have a nap. And then it comes to lunchtime and she just doesn't want to sleep. And then she's then just tetchy all afternoon and I'm also just kind of a bit done with it because I'm like, I've kind of tried to stimulate you all morning with the hope that you sleep. And she's like, I don't really want to sleep. But she's tired. So she's in a tetchy tired phase and I'm like kind of like...
Tetchy tired phase.
Yeah, over it phase.
Also,
like, so all I think is like just 17 and a half more years and she's at uni. That's...
I also think it's part of your temperament in a way. You're someone who quite quickly gets over, sort of done with things. Or you can quite quickly, or like, maybe not quickly. Once you're done with something, you're done with it.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a lot better at that.
And then I think often you can quite easily slip into sort of resentfulness.
I wouldn't say resentful.
I'm not
like currently. I get what you mean, but I wouldn't say that.
No, but I can see like sort of the way you're getting like in the evenings and things. You're just like, I think, how do I describe it? How do I best word it? I'm not trying not to offend you, because I'm not worried about that. It's like, it's been wrong. I see that, but
it's almost like you shouldn't record a podcast 15 minutes before you get a
bit. Yeah, no, I think you're someone, and this is just in general, but this is obviously exemplified when you're tired and you have been doing a lot of stuff. But if you think something's just like, if things aren't quite fair, or you've done a bit too much, or...
Oh, 100%. I would tell myself to get my lane.
Then, yeah, you kind of get a bit like, why would I have to do this? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I have to tell my ego to shut the fuck up.
So I think that's what's going to be hard for you. Because obviously you've actually gone most of a relationship. Was it where I've done... I've looked after you quite a lot.
Yeah.
You felt pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, cooked your food, done the housework, washing. Just generally quite cared for you. Because that's just part of my character. Not saying it's because any flaw of yours. And so I think it's a massive adjustment. Someone who's been going sort of, not like waiting on you, but like you're fairly doted upon.
Definitely doted upon. It's not that I can't do the things.
No.
Like I used to do them for me, but I haven't had to do them for a long time.
Yeah.
And so now it's, yeah.
And you have to do them to closer to my standards rather than your standards.
Yeah, and that's the hard bit. It's like...
Because you'd have me live in mess and to for yeah, quite exactly. a long time.
I'd like clean the surfaces once a month.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want them sprayed every day. I'm like, spray? What the fuck is spray? It's just going to throw water around and whip a cloth about the place.
I don't even mind you doing that, but you still need to leave the sides really soggy. Like if we did it in a way that sort of dried up. And honestly, I'm not that germaphobe that I would mind. So as long as it looked clean, I would be like, fine. I don't really care about the germs. But I just go in there, it's just like, there's like dripping surfaces, and you're like,
ugh. I'm like, it'll evaporate. It's fine.
I'm like, we're in the UK, not Africa.
So another factor, actually, I was thinking, is that we're trying to settle her to go to sleep a lot more now. So we're recording this now. Sans Babette, which is rare, usually with a baby attached to us.
Yeah.
And so she's currently trying to sleep downstairs. And so our intermission was trying to get her back to sleep.
because we've co-slept with her until now, really. Like, she's been...
We're still co-slept.
No, we do. That's what I'm saying. Like, we have been transitioning him more into next to me. So she often spend, like, the first half of the night in the next to me, and then the second half's a bit of touch and go.
Yeah.
Whereas now we're sort of... But we'd always go to bed together. So she might be the next week, we'd all go up together to get together, get to heart's beat.
Bed together.
Thank you. Whereas now we're putting her down and then we're having like, we're attempting to have a bit of evening to ourselves. Basically, it's, you know, it's very broken up because we keep them to go up and re-putting her down, but. Starting that process, and then tomorrow you're buying her a mattress, a cat mattress.
Yeah, we're just whacking her straight into a cot bed. We're not fanning about all the different. There's like seven different sizes that you can. Well, it's not. It's four.
We took one that was sister gave us, which is massive.
Yeah, that's because it's a cot bed. They stay in it till like three.
Yeah.
Well, some say four, but looking at the length of Zoe, up to three.
That's fine. So we kicked out for a sibling anyway.
Yeah. We've got that bed up in the loft that she can have.
Is it actually a full bed or just part of it? I'm not sure.
No, it's not clear.
Well, no, it's not. If not, Dad can bed all.
So, yeah, that's being nice, though. When, like, what tends to happen is we put her down. 50 minutes later, she kind of wakes up and cries. Go back up. You settle her again. You put her down. And then she's kind of down.
Yeah.
So,
usually... Then she tends to disturb once we go to bed, which makes me think... Over the past week, I've realised more and more that I think we're waking her up more.
Yeah.
Then I think she'd actually sleep better without us once she was down.
Yeah. You'd still have those two breaks, but yeah.
Because I think, like, when we go to bed or if, you know, we're rolling over or you're snoring or...
Yeah, I can't wait to be allowed to snore again.
I mean, I'm still there.
Get rid of you as well then.
You can go sleep on the cot. Me and Zoe will just stay in the bed.
Why do you need a three bedroom house? We've got my baby in one bedroom, me in another bedroom, my wife in the other.
Yeah. So I do think she will actually sleep quite well separate from us. Like, once we get her better at settling, I think we should try putting her in a little sleep sack in.
I don't know if she might be too long for it, but we can give it a go.
Also, might be time for us might to get a summer one soon. Like, you know, the ones without the arms, it's just like a little wife beater sleeping bag.
The dream.
I think she'll like that because she also likes flailing her arms around quite a lot.
Yeah.
She's quite a flailer.
But, like, the whole benefit is with their arms back there, they sleep better. Not a large benefit. But you can get them where you zip on and off the arms, so give that a go.
Yeah.
But otherwise, anything else you got to discuss for the week just gone?
You took her in. We went into my work, didn't we, on Wednesday?
Oh yeah. So I think in terms of highs, lows, funnies, that was my high. I think it was very nice just to be able to. She was absolutely great the whole of Wednesday.
She's actually way better when you're around other people. That's the key with Zoe.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know many people.
Just been like driving out to see your mum for the morning, or
my mum's incredibly busy.
You know, I mean, like that sort of thing.
Speaking of which, Will's mum did say, "Oh, you can just come around whenever you want." So I'll just start.
There you go.
Going around to
go see her. Go see Margaret.
Yeah, I might just start doing that. Yeah. How come your car's clocked up so much miles, given that you're always working from home most of the time? Well, just constantly on a baby tour.
Yeah.
Go around to other houses.
Mum's off on Thursday, Friday. She's here on a Thursday, but she's off on a Friday as well. You can go see her and Lil. Jess is off on a Tuesday. You can go see Jess on Tuesdays.
Little tour. Little solar tour every week.
My dad's always free.
The solar circus.
But it's quite a way to go. And my granny, you could just see my dad and my granny in a water.
That's a long time for you to go about releasing the tit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so she was actually really great there. Do you have a high?
Yeah, I think my high was on Saturday. It was really nice weather. And when you were out with Will having some family free time.
Yeah.
Me and Zoe had a nice time in the garden. Sort of. I was like, we're trying to clear out a garden. No, we're not really doing it properly, are we? We're just trying to make it more usable, because currently it's just been a bit of a wasteland.
Yeah.
And we'd like Zoe to be able to, like, you know, play around the grass and stuff in the summer. So we're sort of on a quick mini refurb, refresh of the garden. So I was putting loads of weeds and whatnot and clearing the edges down. She was just sat there in her little sort of bouncer. It was really sweet. She's never felt grass before. And so she says, yeah, there's quite long grass. And so she had her feet in it. She sort of seen her sort of swishing her feet in it. And you go, and then sort of like, it's a completely new sensation for her. And then reaching down, trying to grab the grass as well. That was really nice. That's quite sweet. She's having a whale of a time in her little cute little sun hat. And then I bought a little rug. So I was sat on the rug next to her. And I had a lolly while she sucked on a carrot. Yeah, it's just a nice little bit of time in the sunshine outdoors. She's always happy outdoors.
Yeah, way happier. So, hence why so far I think my average steps has gone up about 200% since looking after her, because I'm just constantly like, okay, fuck this, out we go.
Yeah. See, I think that'd be my high of the week. So your high was my work day. When was that?
Even though I didn't get to go watch Kung Fu Panda.
I swear the woman told me it was Wednesday.
Don't care. Should have looked it up.
Why? Well, if someone told me, I'm not going to bother looking it up as well. I don't care that much.
Just don't care for my happiness so much.
I do care for happiness
so much. My happiness.
We'll have to go to cinema and watch it together.
I think it's already stopped showing. I think it comes out in the sky anyway in like 4 weeks.
So I'll just make us some popcorn.
Make us more than fucking better after that.
I think you finally got a pretty nice breakfast and slap up lunch.
We just had the last of our dessert, didn't we?
Oh yeah, from the weekend.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's very tasty. Very tasty. The caramel peanut crunch.
Yes,
and my low, I think, was that Monday that we discussed.
Yeah, yeah.
When just being pretty knackered and having to kind of...
I think Saturday night was quite low for you as well. I felt like you were pretty low Saturday night.
What, after all the gardening?
Us gardening and then you did dinner and stuff. You were pretty, like...
Yeah, I was pretty tired.
Pretty grumpy pet.
Yeah, a little bit.
And I was like, you haven't had an apple day. You had a nice jolly in the morning and you're still grumpy pants.
Yeah, I didn't get to do all basketball that I wanted to do well because there was so many fucking kids who were like, oh, can I play with you?
It's because you went to one. You got to stick to the scummy one.
Well, we hadn't tried out the Henley court. You can't just tell rich middle class Henley kids, fuck off, you cunt, I want to play basketball. Especially when there's only one hoop. Whereas here, there's like 2 to 4 hoops. So you're just like, no, this is my one. Whereas there's only one hoop in the whole of Henley.
So not even two, like one at each end of a court?
Nope. There's just one hoop in the middle of a fucking field.
It's like that one.
It's nearly as bad as the Lambert one. The only difference is there's asphalt up to the hoop.
You don't want to talk grass.
No. So the Lambert one is just fucking grass. That's atrocious. But you miss it. It rolls down the hill in the field and you've got to like chase after your ball before it ends up fucking in the Thames or some shit. Surreal. So I won't be playing there again. Wasted time. Yeah. Yeah.
Stop.
And don't forget the Rambo knife I found.
Yeah. Broken chairs.
Broken chairs, yeah. Really? Yeah. And beer bottles and glass, just general remnants.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was a bit annoyed about that. I was like, I wanted to play basketball and do this stuff, and then it's a really good plan. And then came back and I was more in the mood to do our National Trust, but then I saw the time and I was like, there's no point driving an hour. It being like the end of Easter. And so it'd be rammed because National Trust.
In hindsight, I think we should have done National Trust that day.
You think we should have?
Yeah.
I just tend to find that if you don't get there early, it seems to be full. No.
Not by that point in the day, it would have been petered out again.
Well, yeah, I guess. But it seems to be kind of 11 till 1 is the probably more like half 10 till half 2 is the really busy time. Yeah. Yeah, I think in hindsight, you're right. I just assumed that it would just be absolutely packed. So I just couldn't be bothered. Screaming kids at the end of Easter and parents just trying to...
I mean, there's never that many kids at National Trust.
I think Easter, surely, maybe not.
No.
Anyway, so we did the National Trust on Sunday instead and did all the gardening on Saturday, and I just wasn't... Yeah, I wasn't really ready to do all the gardening, but I was just trying to crack on and do it anyway. But then it meant that I was pretty checked out by the evening.
Mm-hmm.
get checked on the television.
And then you had to dinner because Pops was on me.
And you were telling me that the pork was going to die. Well, it was already dead. That it was going to go off.
I didn't. I said it's a day past itself, which is true.
No, it's not true.
I thought it was meant to go out on the 12th, and it was the 30th. Saturday.
No,
the
30th. I then told you that after I cooked it. But I cooked it on the day of its celebration.
But before that, before you said that, I was like, you could put it in the freezer if you want, you can't bother. And you went, no, I'm going to cook it.
Yeah, I'm glad I did. It's really nice. I just didn't fucking bother cooking that either.
Okay, so it was on you. Yeah. I gave you a get out of jail free card. And you chose still to do it. So I ain't taking any of your little bitches. All right.
Okay, fine. I'll just take my bitching elsewhere. Someone who's more receptive.
Oh my God, it's past 9 o'clock.
Yeah, well, let's wrap this up. Okay, what was your... Do you have a low? Have you done your low?
I think in general, I just worked too long, like I spoke about earlier, in the evenings last week. And so just generally the collectiveness of just not feeling like we had much evening.
Yeah.
And it was a bit pants.
So my funny was on Friday. This was, you didn't, if you remember, I took it up for a bath after we did the weaning.
Yeah.
It was after the sun cream. Because we covered her in sun cream for me to go buy her sun hat. And you're right there?
Yes, pulling my nose.
Okay. And so we then decided that we had to wash her off because we like rubbed it in her hair because her hair is pretty thin and she didn't have anything to go over her head. That was what we were doing, going to buy a sun hat. And so when I came back to wash her and then put her in the bathtub, and you know, I called you up, but before that, so I was trying to put her in the bucket thing. Well, first she was in the seat, in the bucket.
Yeah.
But the bucket's too small for the seat.
It's a bit tight, isn't it?
Yeah. So I took her out and I kind of worked out that I could like put my hand underneath her bottom.
Yes.
And that way she could sit in the tub because the problem is more that she like falls this way or falls that way.
Yeah.
But if you've got your hand there, you can kind of keep her roughly stable. But then she let out this absolutely massive fart all over my hand. I was like, oh no. As she sharted on my hand. So I pulled my hand out to check, and then she just went splat straight in the water. So there wasn't any poo on my hand. I had to quickly write it, and she just came up like really startled, eyes flickering everywhere. I was like, well, that's you. I didn't get shit on my hand. And she sometimes that she really kicks off from it, but she just kind of looked a bit worried and then went back on playing with her toys.
Yeah.
Definitely helps have toys in a bath.
Surprise.
No. So yeah, that was my funny. Me thinking she'd shouted on my hand, pulling my hand away, and then finding out that she, and then her just sploshing her face in the water.
Yeah.
You?
I think I generally just find it really funny that when she's obviously figured out my boobs are here. And even when it's closed over them, my boobs are still there. And now she starts to start clawing at my top. She pulls my top down, sort of pulls down, sort of looks, tries to look down, sort of looks down at my boobs and all that. Which is quite funny now. So she's just like a little bit of a perv. Which is sometimes, I'm sure she's not, but sometimes it looks like she's trying to fiddle with like the clippy bit of my maternity bra. She's like sort of clamping at it.
Unclip it, get the tit out.
Yeah. And she does like real like, she's sort of semi-milked my boob now, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's sort of like, sometimes she does a double hander. She's hand each side sort of just pulls into her mouth.
And sometimes you can see her like clamping or basically milking you. She'll just grab some of your boob and then squeeze it in her hand.
Yeah. And sometimes she just really gently strokes my boob. She brushes it like this.
Bit of foreplay before the clamping starts. Up and down. Yeah. Get it warmed up. Get it ready for the clamping.
And then craft the nipple.
Give me more. Let down.
So yeah, this one was painful. Quite funny. That's me done.
Hi guys, thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate it. And if you're enjoying it, please let us know by leaving a review or
sending us some feedback. The email is blabberingpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your stories, any feedback, any news, any thoughts. Also, you can find us on Instagram. The handle is blabberingpod. We're active on there as well, so you could DM us. So if you've got 5 seconds, please leave a rating. If you've got a bit more, please leave a review. The words are very helpful. And give us a follow. Cheers. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
All right, so do you want a skiddly bop bop bop?
Skiddly up bop bop. Gotcha. Now, I need you to not do your slow, slow middle class talking. I need you to do fast, fast talking.
Okay, here we go. The shitty work day. This. Oh, wait. No.
Huh?
Yeah. The shitty work day by Erin T, mum of three, on honest.com. Probably the worst was when my baby had a massive blowout right before I was leaving for work. Poop all up his back, into his hair, leaking out the sides of the diaper, so he needed a bath and I needed to change my shirt. I didn't realise till halfway through my work day that I had a stream of poop down my pant leg that I had missed in all the madness. Oh, that'd be rough. Okay, so Jessica T, mum of two.
You have just you very much decided you like fuck having three kids when we're at the National Trust, weren't you?
Yeah. I don't want to be outnumbered. Anyway, you never forget your first. When I was a first-time mum, I was on my way back to a mummy and me class, which was already daunting since getting out of the house was hard enough. When I finally get to the class and go to pull the baby out of the car seat, she had not only blown out of her diaper, but it was all over the car. The mummy and me instructor looked at me in shock and asked how she could help. I could already see it in her eyes, but she told me it was the worst blowout she'd ever seen. The poop was everywhere. It was up her front, up her back, and all over the car seat. I wouldn't be surprised if there was even some on the roof of the car. I was so embarrassed and sad, and felt like an unsuccessful first-time mum.
Oh,
but was thankful for the group around me, gathering together to clean up my baby girl and her surroundings. Nothing bonds a group of mums like a bad blowout. There you can read. Is that fast enough for you?
Well done.
Now, if you could try not to yawn at least, that'd be
fine. No, we've got one coming. You feel it rising. You should have my yawn coming. When we had our first son, my wife and I were totally clueless. We spent 30 minutes pondering whether or not we had him in a car seat properly at the hospital.
I'm going to read the title of the person.
Gee Whiz, it's called.
All right. So what's going on again?
I just read it. No, you can remember it.
Okay.
Fine. For the first couple of months, he kept having pee leaks around his stomach. It wasn't...
Wait, what? Pee leaks around his stomach?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Maybe pee coming out of his stomach. It's like pee coming out of his stomach, don't
you? Oh, yeah. It's like fun.
It wasn't all the time, but enough that we were wondering why. We brought it up to the paediatrician. She asked if we'd point it out. I know.
What's going on? You too tired to read?
We brought it up at the pediatrician and she asked if we'd point it down. We both looked at each other, wondering what she meant, when suddenly it clicked, for me at least, to point my little guy down. Seeing such obvious conclusion after we were told, and since babies, or diapers that matter, don't come with those types of instruction manuals, I always tell first-time parents of boys to point that thing down. There you go. Michael G, dad of two.
Surely that's fucking obvious, especially from a dad. Like,
I just don't think it's what you think about. I think you just pull enough. You wouldn't need to like fold down the willy, then do it.
I guess. I'm just thinking, like, how many times is it pulling up? That's how you changing that. Never mind. Whatever. We'll find out if we ever sign next.
Do
that then. No, do another one. One more. Come on. You can manage.
Old Faithful. It's called. The good old water fountain. Since I had a boy right out the gate and then two more boys, I have known all too well that changing the diaper can be a danger zone if you are not careful and quick. Each boy has had multiple times, especially when it's cold, when the little guys would know exactly when the diaper wasn't there and close and choose that specific moment to begin releasing. It must be some kind of prank to them. They would always giggle as pee splattered everywhere. But as the parent, you know that you need to leave the house 10 minutes ago and have no time to clean and do a wardrobe change that already took you 15 minutes to find that matching sock the first time. Who gives a shit about matching socks? Not me. I learned early on that rushing the preparation of the diaper change is a foolish mistake. Always have the next diaper undone and ready to put on the little one. As soon as that sold diaper is off, you better have the new diaper or wipe ready to cover up. Also, as time goes on, you will know the face that the baby makes right before they release. Study this face. Know this face. You have a split second of what could be a matter of life or death. All right, chill out, it's a bit of a wee.
Yeah, where's this going?
Oh, that's literally it.
Okay. Come on. Why is it fun?
No, we're done now.
No. Come on. That's no. Rubbish.
No.
Okay. Last one. If it's shit, it's shit. Try and read a bit ahead and don't fall asleep.
That's what I am about.
Okay.
That's just instructions. That's done now. We're done.
Okay. Fine. Well, guys, we resign.
Yeah.
We forfeit.
Yeah.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Ciao.
Sleep bye. Well.
If you listen to it that time.